Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Phillies Today, the 2025 NL East champion version of Phillies Today. Kyle Forsini back with you guys for a half an hour this morning. And if you didn't stay up for the game last night, if you didn't see Duran give up a home run in the ninth inning and the Phils get a sacrifice fly in the 10th that somehow was enough to hang on, David Robertson would do the job in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Phillies, two consecutive years running now, are the National League Eastern Division champions. 2025 NL East champs for this Phillies team. Got to see the celebration afterwards. Got to see the guys get after it. Have a great time. Celebrate these division titles. And it's just awesome to see. Awesome that, you know, they were 6.5 games out or 5.5 games out back in June. Go on an absolute tear, especially as of late. I mean, they have that series versus the Mets where they get swept up at Citi Field and have just gone on an absolute tear since, have not lost a series since that sweep up at Citi Field in the end of August. They have been on a true heater since then. They have been the best team in baseball since then. They're closing in on an opportunity to get the one seed in the National League. Now pretty comfortably into that second seed, 5.5 games ahead of the Dodgers with two more left to play against them. The Dodgers can no longer win the season series versus the Phils. The Phils, who took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers in early April, win game one last night. That's a 3-1 Phils advantage over the Dodgers this season with two games remaining. So all things positive right now on this Phillies team. And I talked a couple of weeks ago after they got swept by the Mets at how disappointed I was and how positive I had been all season long, but how unfortunate that series was and why I felt like maybe this was kind of the same old Phils, the same old team that we had seen for the last couple of seasons. Well, they have completely closed the door on all the critics, silenced whatever outside background noise was intruding there, and have just gone out and dominated baseball games. They have dominated baseball games. They beat the Braves 19-4 directly after that sweep. They would go and take 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee. They would take 2 out of 3 from Miami, sweep the Mets in a 4-game series at Citizens Bank where it wasn't even as close as that. They dominated the Mets in that series and then dominated Kansas City for 2 games before a lackluster performance on Sunday. They have been the best team in baseball since the month of September has started. There doesn't seem like there's any turning back right now for them. They feel like, you know, now that they, you know, look, maybe tonight in this game against the Dodgers, they come out lackadaisical and don't play a great baseball game. I wouldn't be surprised at that because of the fact they had the celebration last night. If we know anything about the Phils, after they clinch, they celebrate. And when they celebrate hard, they typically don't win the next day. So we've seen that from them a couple of times. But let these guys enjoy this. Now, look, there is still more work to be done, of course. That's not to say that this clinching of the NL East is now all fun and good. And for the last 3 series of the season, you can just phone it in. Of course not. You've still got that 2 seed that you need to fight for. You've still got a big series coming up after this series against the Dodgers, where they play Arizona. Now, Arizona is a team that's somehow now the next team out of the playoffs. You know, they're the closest to the Mets at this point, and we'll touch on that a little bit as this goes along, and we'll talk about the playoff standings and where other teams are, because, look, the Phils, in all likelihood, probably going to be the two seed. There's an opportunity for them to get the one seed. They're a game and a half back of Milwaukee right now. Milwaukee has not played great as of late. They're about to start a series with the Angels. Then they go on the road for six for St. Louis and San Diego before finishing up with Cincinnati. So it's not the easiest schedule for Milwaukee. They've got some tougher opponents there, teams that are vying for playoff positioning and that whole deal. So there still is an opportunity for the Phillies to get the one seed. And we'll look into that a little bit. Again, a game and a half back right now as it stands of Milwaukee. They're the only them and Milwaukee are at 90 wins so far this season. No other team in baseball besides them and the Brewers have 90 wins. There's a real chance that this is probably, I would say that they have the chance to set the most wins in this era of Phillies baseball. They went 95 and 67 last year. There's a real chance that they can get to that same record this season. It wouldn't shock me whatsoever if they're able to get to 96, 97 wins this year, because that's just how well they've played. They've been that good. They have played good baseball and are peaking at the right time, which is awesome. 2024, you know, they peak kind of in the beginning of June and then struggle the entire second half of the season, really. And unfortunately, we're never able to flip that switch when they got into the postseason. They thought that they'd be able to do that, and they weren't. So right now, them playing their best baseball, them capitalizing on opportunities that have been in front of them, like that series against the Mets, you know, they just handle their business and they move forward from there. And they do the same against the Dodgers last night. You know, you knew they were going to clinch the division because their magic number was one with 11 or 12 games left, however many they've got left on the schedule. You knew they were clinching the division. It was just, you know, now you're fighting for the two seed, though, and you need to win these games against the Dodgers. Certainly take the series would be nice. You take the series, you now have this season series versus the Dodgers, and the tiebreaker is, you've got it. So if you finish with the same record, you're good. And them handling business, and especially in the fashion that they did it last night, was really, really good to see. Let's run through the game last night real quick, just in case people out there haven't listened to it, haven't watched it. You know, you didn't want to stay up for, you know, it was roughly 2 a.m. When the celebrations and everything were taking place. But Kyle Schwarber would get the Phillies started in the top half of the first inning. The Dodgers went with an opener. Now, Emmett Sheehan, who was the guy who pitched after the opener, he was slated to start, but they wanted to go with Anthony Bonda to start this game with the two lefties in the order for the Phillies at the top of the order. They gave Bonda the first three hitters of the game. He would not do his job. He would get a first out of Harrison Bader, who would go down on strikes, but Kyle Schwarber would homer, and Bryce Harper would walk before Bonda was removed. But after the top half of the first inning, it was 1-0 Phillies. Mookie Betts would hit a sacrifice fly to score Andy Páez in the bottom half of the third inning to tie the game at 1. And then in the bottom of the fifth, Max Muncy would hit a home run, and Mookie Betts would hit another sack fly to make it a 3-1 ball game. It would remain that score going into the top half of the seventh, and the Phillies finally got a little bit of a rally going. Bryson Stott would hit an RBI single that would score Otto Kemp, who had led off the inning with a double. That would chase Emmett Sheehan, by the way. Once Kemp doubled, they removed him from the game. Bryson Stott would single to score Kemp, and then Weston Wilson on a 2-0 count would just mash a baseball 438 feet to dead center field to give the Phillies a 4-3 lead. That would be the score going into the bottom half of the seventh when Orion Kerkering would come in. He would get two consecutive strikeouts of Michael Conforto and Shohei, but then Mookie Betts would hit a home run to deep left center field to tie the game at 4, and Teoscar Hernandez would strike out right after that. So strikes out the side, does Orion Kerkering, but allows a home run in between. No worries, though. Alex Vesia would come into the game to pitch the top of the eighth for the Dodgers. Left-handed pitcher versus left-handed Bryce Harper, and Bryce would take him 420 feet to right center. Just mash a ball on a 1-2 pitch that was up in the zone, a pitch that typically Bryce might struggle with. He didn't struggle with that one. He tanked a baseball dead center, right center, really, to give the Phillies a 5-4 lead. And then in the bottom half of the eighth, Matt Strom would do his job. He would get two strikeouts of Freeman and Alex Call before Miguel Rojas would fly out. Phillies do not score in their half of the ninth inning. And then going into the bottom of the ninth, it's Jo'an Duran trying to lock down the National League East for the Phillies. He looked good striking out Max Muncy, and he looked good for a couple of pitches on Andy Páez. Got him down in the count quickly, 0-2, before hanging a curveball right down Broadway. that Páez just mashed to left field, 428 feet, tied the game at 5. There would be a walk to Shohei Ohtani, and he would steal second with 2 outs in that inning, but Mookie Betts would fly out to end the threat. And then in the top half of the 10th, Phillies had the ghost runner Harrison Bader on second. Kyle Schwarber would line out. Harper was intentionally walked, and then a very critical double steal by Harper and Bader put men on second and third with 1 out for JT, who would hit a sacrifice fly to right field, give the Phillies a 6-5 lead, and that was all they would need. David Robertson, although making it interesting, the Dodgers did have the bases loaded with 1 out, but he got a pop out of Miguel Rojas and a ground out of Max Muncy to end the threat and clinch the National League East for the Philadelphia Phillies. A great game last night. Felt like a playoff kind of game against the Dodgers. Really, really fun to watch. And obviously the end result being the division title does not get any sweeter than that. And what I saw a lot on social media and what I agree with wholeheartedly, it's easy to lose this kind of mindset with the way that they've played in the playoffs. And it can be easy to lose this mindset with the frustrations that we'll have with the way the Phillies play sometimes. You know, when they lose series, it's easy to get very down on them. I'll be the first to admit I do that pretty frequently. I live and die with a lot of their baseball games, and I get very frustrated. But I've been better at that this season, and I've really come to appreciate. And let me take it a step back. When they were in that drought of 2011 to 2022, no playoffs in over a decade, I used to beg, man. I mean, I would sit there and I would beg. I said, I don't even care if they win the World Series. I just want playoff baseball. I just want to watch my team be consistently good, be a World Series contender every year. You know, you don't have to win it every year. Obviously, that'd be great. Odds of that are not likely. But be a team that's got an opportunity. Get yourself in the dance. Give yourself a shot to win a World Series. And they've done that. They have absolutely done that. 2022, they break that drought in Houston and clinch a playoff berth with 2 games to go in the season. 2023, they get back. 2024, I know it didn't end how we wanted, but they get back. And 2025, story is still to be written on what the season of the 2025 Phillies will be. But this is an era of Phillies baseball. It's an era that is few and far between. Really only 3 eras that I can think of for the Phillies. It's only the second time in their history that they've made the playoffs 4 consecutive years. The other era that I would say is that era from about 76 to 83. But 76 to 80 is really the era. You know, they made the playoffs in 76 and got beat, 77 and got beat. Both of those to the Cincinnati Reds, if I'm not mistaken. The Dodgers might have been 77, but 76 they get beat by the Big Red Machine. And then 77 and 78 losing to the Dodgers. And then they don't make the playoffs in 79. So you've made it 3 consecutive years. You miss the 4th, and then you make it again in the 5th. So they make the playoffs 4 out of 5 years in the 70s going into 1980. And then they win the World Series in 80. And then obviously 08 to 11, but really 07 to 11 because they did win the division in 07. So 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, 5 consecutive years they made the playoffs during that run. They would need to do that next year if they want to get a run as sweet as that, and certainly a World Series title to boot. To get that would be really challenging the 07 to 11 Phillies for some of the best era in Phillies baseball. But this is an era. This is one that is not common. If you're a Phillies fan, you haven't seen this very frequently, or if at all, you know, this is not, they're in rare air right now in Phillies land. So do not take this for granted. They may not go out and win the World Series, and I'm not going to tell you not to be frustrated if they don't. I'm going to lose my mind if they don't win the World Series. But my point being is they are the National League East champions for 2 consecutive years. They have made the playoffs for 4 consecutive years. Don't forget where we came from. Do not forget the dread that we had to live through for 10-plus years where baseball in this city didn't matter, where it was Eagles season as soon as the month of May rolled around because nobody cared about the Phillies because they were terrible. Do not let that happen. Enjoy this. Enjoy the fact that your baseball team is one of the best in the league and has an opportunity to go win a World Series title. And I'll tell you, I feel a little bit more confident in them, especially now. And that's in large part due to the fact that they're playing their best baseball at the right time. You know, they've really struggled in seasons prior, especially last year, down the stretch where you didn't have the confidence as much in them because they weren't playing well. Now they are. You know, now they are playing a damn good brand of baseball at the perfect time of the season. It doesn't get any better than that. That they're giving you the confidence that they had lost after last season. They have gained back the belief because of how well they have played, because Harrison Bader has been the most unsung hero on this team. I don't even know if that's the right word for it, because he's been phenomenal and everybody has seen it. But kind of the under the radar move at the trade deadline that has paid massive dividends. Not only playing a great center field, but having the bat to go with it. Joan Duran coming over here and being one of the best closers in the game. You know, having opportunity after opportunity and shutting the door. I know he didn't do it last night, but that's you know, the exception, not the rule. The rule is he comes in and locks down baseball games for you. So they've got the confidence back, and rightfully so. And sweeping four consecutive games versus the Mets after how they played up at Citi Field, and going to LA and playing the Dodgers without an off day in between, and going out there and winning the game to win the division and get a leg up on that two seed. You know, these are things that a good baseball team does. A good baseball team goes out there, takes it personally, and takes it to their opponent, and it beats teams that they're better than. You know, the Kansas City came to town over the weekend, and Walker Buehler threw a great game in game one, and they just kind of ran from there. You know, they're a better baseball team than the Kansas City Royals, and they assert their dominance over them, and they play well. And the offense, I think, is the thing that you have to be the most impressed about. Like I said, Bader playing great, Marsh being great, Weston Wilson pitching in and hitting a home run last night. Otto Kemp, who's filled in phenomenally for Alec Boehm since he's gone on the IL. You know, he's making a case that he needs to be on the postseason roster. So the offense and getting contributions from guys that aren't in the big three. And by the way, doing all this with Trey Turner on the IL, Harrison Bader has been the great leadoff hitter since Trey Turner's been out. But doing all that without Turner, doing all this without Wheeler, doing all this with Alvarado having the kind of season that he had. You know, guys have stepped up, and it's a really, really fun feeling to see this baseball team play as well as they have and inspire as much belief as they have, because it felt like after the last three seasons that it might be hard to have that come back this year, but it is fully back. It is fully there. And for the second consecutive year, your Philadelphia Phillies 2025 National League East champs. It does not get any better than that. World Series champs would be better than that. But for right now, getting those division titles, it doesn't get better than that. They ended the Braves' reign of the NL East last year, and they've created a reign of their own, winning two consecutive NL East crowns. It doesn't get old saying that. I mean, I could sit here and say that forever. Just feels awesome that they are the National League East champs. All right, let's go around baseball here before we wrap it up. So I'll give you the lowdown of what's going on in the National League. Like I said earlier, Milwaukee is a game and a half up on the Phillies right now for that one seed in the National League. Obviously, Milwaukee has that tiebreaker. They swept a series in Philadelphia. The Phillies did take 2 out of 3 in Milwaukee this month, but still lose the season series 4-2. So they're going to have to finish with a better record than Milwaukee if they want that one seed. And if they wanted the one seed, and if they get the one seed, if the season ended today, and this is really the trajectory that it seems like it's heading on, is they would play either the Cubs or the Padres. Now, there's a chance the Dodgers slide into that if they do not play their best baseball down the stretch here, which they really haven't been. Right now, at the NL West standings, I believe the Dodgers are 2 games up right now on the Padres. So that's not a huge margin there. And it's not like they're up 7 or 8 games. They're clinging it for dear life here. So that is their lead over the Padres, 2 games as it stands right now. There's a chance the Padres overtake them, and it could be Dodgers or Cubs in the wild card there. So that's the 4-5 series, as it is right now. Chicago Cubs, San Diego Padres, that is your 4-5 series. If the Phillies were to leapfrog Milwaukee, they would play either the Cubs or the Padres. That's what it's looking most likely as. Now, if they stay as the 2 seed, they would play the winner of potentially the Dodgers versus the Mets or a host of other teams for that final wild card spot. So as it is right now, the Mets are 1.5 games ahead of Arizona. Pete Alonso hit a walk-off home run for the Mets on Sunday. The Giants, who at one point had pulled dead even with the Mets on Saturday night before the Giants had even played their game, they were tied for that last wild card spot with the Mets. Now, they had then lost two games in a row and didn't help themselves out and do any favors for themselves. You know, they lost two in a row to the Dodgers to fall to a game and a half back, and the Mets were off last night, and the Giants got smoked by Arizona 8-1. So they have now fallen two games back, and Arizona is that team knocking at the doorstep. And Cincinnati is another team that is two games back as well. Cincinnati 75-75. They do hold the season series versus the Mets. So if Cincinnati were to finish with the same record as the Mets, they would get in. If the Giants finished with the same record as the Mets would get in. They've got the season series versus the Giants. And let me do some quick math for you here, because I'm not positive. If the Diamondbacks finished tied with the Mets, they went 3-3 in their season series. So then it would come down to your record versus common opponents. So I don't know exactly what the strength is, what their records are against common opponents, but that's an interesting one. So 3-3 in that season series for the Diamondbacks and the Mets. What happens if they were to be tied remains to be seen. But obviously, I mean, if you're a Phils fan, both of those teams instill PTSD in you. And the Mets, for sure, because of the fact that they can't win up there at Citi Field. But I got to be honest, I'm not really afraid of any team going into the playoffs. I'm really not. Last year, I had that fear of the Mets. I just feel confident in this group of Phils. I feel confident in them. And maybe they'll prove me wrong and I shouldn't have that feeling. But that's what I'm riding into this postseason with. Last season, it almost felt like riding into the postseason with a sense of dread because of how they had played and how they were playing the Mets and the Mets being a really good team and getting hot at the right time. Like, none of that really matters to me right now this year. You know, the Mets were real hot until they went and faced the Dodgers last year, and the Dodgers nipped that in the bud and said, goodbye, have fun, have a good offseason, go to Cancun, you're not as good as us. That's the team I think the Phils are going to be this year in the playoffs. I really do. I really feel like they're going to be the hot streak stopper. You know, the team that nobody wants to play because even when you're red hot, they're just flat out a better team than you. That's what I view this Phils team as. But as it is right now. So if the Mets were to hold on to the sixth seed, it would be Dodgers and Mets in that 3-6 series. The Phils would play the winner of that in the National League Division Series. And the same goes for whoever the other teams are that could get in. If Arizona gets in, if Cincinnati gets in, if San Francisco gets in, they all would likely play the Dodgers in the wild card series with a chance to go to Philadelphia in the National League Division Series. Let's go around the American League real quick. Things are heating up there as well. Toronto leads the AL East by 5 games right now over the Yanks. So it's looking like Toronto is going to win their first AL East title, I believe, since 2015. It's been a while since they've won the AL East. The Yankees are 5 back. Boston is 6 back. Both of those teams feel like they're pretty safely in a playoff spot right now. Detroit 6.5 ahead of Cleveland. Those two starting a series today, a very big series for those two. 6.5 games separate the two. If Cleveland wants to have any chance at a division or a wild card berth, they need to get hot right now. And they are hot. They are hot. They need to keep it up. Seattle has taken the lead in the American League West. I have told you plenty of times to make sure that you are watching the American League West because it is a very, very tight division race. Seattle is a half game ahead of Houston and 3.5 games ahead of Texas. Texas and Houston, they're playing each other right now. And Seattle will play Houston next week as well. So big, big series going on right now in the American League West. The Yankees are the first wild card team in the American League. Boston is the second. Those two would play each other if the season ended today. And as of right now, Houston is that third wild card. They would play Seattle in the first round of the playoffs. Cleveland is 3 back of Houston for that last wild card berth, as is Texas. So those are the only two teams that really have any sort of shot left in the American League that aren't currently in a playoff spot. So that's where we stand across the American League. Some surprise division leaders, Toronto and Seattle. I don't think anybody would have had those two leading the division with 2 weeks left to go in the season. Detroit, they've been great all season long. They had a good come from behind season last year where all of a sudden they had a chance to go and go to the ALCS. So them taking another step forward, good for them. They're a very good team. They are 20 games over 500 at 85-65 leading the American League Central. All right, that's going to do it for me on this edition of Phillies Today. Again, what a great, great day to record a podcast here. I mean, just night after the Phils win the National League East, 2025 NL East champs, 2 years running, clinching it the earliest that they have ever clinched the National League East in their history. Just a phenomenal season so far for the 2025 Phils. You gotta love it. It's been amazing. And we will talk next week as the playoff picture continues to crystallize and we get to see more and more of what this what the playoff picture will look like. We will talk more on that next week. All right, that's going to do it for me. Enjoy this. Celebrate it. Enjoy the Phils being the 2025 NL East champs. And we will talk next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.